This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الفقيه هو الفقيه بفعاله ليس الفقيه بنطقه ومقاله وكذا الرئيس هو الرئيس بخلقه ليس الرئيس بقومه ورجاله وكذا الغني هو الغني بحاله ليس الغني بملكه وبماله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, inshallah, we will continue where we left off from yesterday. We were talking about the characteristic of hilm. When our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised al-ashaj, he said, you have two characteristics, al-hilm wal-ana. And we said hilm has two meanings. The first is wisdom. We did that yesterday. And today we'll do the second half of hilm, which is to control your anger. Of the names of Allah is al-halim. And the primary meaning when it comes to the name of Allah al-halim is that Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who controls his anger against the creation who deserves to be punished, but he does not punish them. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is no entity that has more patience than Allah. They ascribe partners to Allah, and they say that he has a son, and yet he continues to provide for them. And Allah Azza wa Jal calls himself Al-Halim multiple times in the Quran. For example, Allah says, wa'lamu, know that Allah knows what is in your hearts. Know that Allah knows what's inside of you. And know that Allah is Ghafoor and Allah is Al-Halim. Al-Halim once again means the one who gets angry but controls his anger. And Allah himself is Al-Halim. And he praises Hilm. And he praises his believers who have Hilm. Allah praises the Prophet Ibrahim in the Quran. إِنَّهُ كَانَ أَوَّاهِ He was the one coming back to Allah, Halim. Ibrahim was Halim. And Allah praises Ibrahim because he is Halim. The concept of covering your anger, concealing your anger, is of the essential characteristics of the believer. In one verse in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala links controlling your anger to, number one, being forgiven. Number two, entering Jannah that is larger than the heavens and earth. And number three, being amongst the muttaqeen. All three are linked to controlling your anger. Allah says in the Quran, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ Rush to be forgiven by your Lord, number one. Number two, وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ And a heaven, a Jannah, whose width is more than all that you can see. And number three, prepared for the muttaqeen. Who are they? Who are forgiven and who have this vast Jannah and who are of the muttaqeen? Allah describes them. They give of their money frequently in difficulty and in ease. And وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ They control their anger. So Allah describes the muttaqeen as being those who control their anger. Allah describes the people of Jannah and the people of Maghfirah as those who control their anger. A technical point here. The Quran uses a phrase, كَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ And not كَاظِمِينَ الْغَضَبِ What's the difference in Arabic between غَيْظ and غَضَب? غَيْظ, our scholars say, the scholars of language say, غَيْظ is the beginnings of غَضَب. غَضَب is the end and غَيْظ is the beginning. So Allah is saying, when the anger is boiling, when it's just about to erupt, they control it. Because if they don't control it, it will become ghadab. Ghadab you can see on the face, in the hands. Ghadab you see the effects. Ghayd, it's still in the heart. So Allah is saying, kalvim, kalvim means to pull back. Kalvim means like the reins of the horse, you pull it back. This is kadama. You pull the horse back. So kalvimina ghayd, the ghadab is coming. It's about to come out, but they pull it back down. They push it down. This is kalvimina ghayd. And this is metaphor. Is further expounded in a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Muslim Imam Ahmad. He said, "There is nothing that a person swallows that is more beloved to Allah and more rewarded by Allah than swallowing his own anger." He gave the metaphor, people are going to think some food is coming, some drink is coming. No. What is the most beloved thing to put inside and to not take it out? What is the most pleasing to Allah? When you take your own anger and we say in English, you put a lid on it. You cover it up. You make sure nobody sees that anger. You keep it in check. There is nothing more beloved to Allah than to keep your anger in check. And the man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, give me comprehensive advice. Give me a simple piece of advice. The Prophet said, don't get angry. La taghdab. He said, okay, what after that? No, don't get angry. What's the next piece? Don't get angry. He kept on repeating until the man understood that was the entire advice. And by the way, we said the term halim means wise, and it also means controlling your anger. Why? Because you cannot be wise if you don't control your anger. It's interesting, the term ilm, it has two meanings, as we said, wisdom and controlling anger, because you cannot be wise if you allow your anger to go out of check. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once passing by, and there was a competition of wrestling going on. You know, wrestling in the old days, they had wrestling, the old style wrestling, not the boxing wrestling. You know, you throw your person on the ground and you put him on his back, the old school wrestling. They said, Ya Rasulullah, you see that man? No one has beaten him yet in the competition. He's the gold belt winner, right? He's number one. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do you know who is stronger than him? You know this number one, the gold belt winner, you know who's stronger than him? Listen to this hadith. He said, the man who, when he is provoked with somebody's speech, he controls his anger. And when he controls his anger, يَقْذُمُ غَيْضَهُ, the same phrase. When he controls his anger, he conquers his nafs, number one. Number two, he conquers his own shaitan. And number three, he conquers the shaitan of the one who made him angry. Three people are conquered when you conquer your anger. Your own soul, your own shaitan who wants you to get angry, and the shaitan of the guy who wanted to provoke you when he said something nasty. He said a mean statement and you control your anger. You have knocked three birds with one stone. Your own ego, your own shaitan, and the shaitan of that person as well. This is an authentic hadith in the Musnad of Imam al-Bazzar. So controlling your anger is of the key characteristics of the mu'min. And subhanallah, you look at the seerah of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Truly it is phenomenal. I mean, who amongst us has not gotten angry? Who amongst us has not lost it every once in a while? Even the one who's the most calm and the most collect, once in a while, they lose it, subhanAllah. But in the entire seerah, not once did our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lose control of his temper. Not one occasion, neither with his wives, nor in public, nor in private, never did he not control his anger. Yes, he got angry many times, but the anger was kept in check. The anger was in control. The Sahaba knew when he was angry. They could see it on his face, but they could not see it in his actions. He would control his anger, like in the famous hadith, that long hadith, but the Sahabi came and the Prophet was angry at him because he disobeyed something. So the Sahabi said, I saw the Prophet smile, but it was the smile he did when he was angry. Beautiful phrase here. Even in his anger, he covered the anger up and he forced a smile. But the Sahabi picked up. He goes, that was the smile that he would do when he was angry. It's not his real smile. So even when he was angry, he would control his anger. Now, you will say, tempers are beyond my control. We are born, some of us, with quick tempers, and some of us, we have, alhamdulillah, high tolerance level. And I say to you, you are absolutely correct, that indeed, Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu are not the same. We know this, right? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is a very different person. Umar radiallahu anhu is a very different person. By the way, even Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, in the incident of Hudaybiyah, his anger was more than Umar. And even Umar ibn al-Khattab, sometimes he collected his cool more than Abu Bakr. The interesting point, by the way, Umar ibn al-Khattab, we know he was a bit more tempered earlier on in his life. When he became the Khalifa, subhanallah, that's when he actually controlled his temper more than before. It is as if when Abu Bakr was alive, when the Prophet was alive, he knew there's checks and balances. But when he became the Khalifa, he realized, I need to control. So he controlled his own temper, and this is the essence of Iman. We say to this person who believes that tempers are beyond one's control, we say, it is true that some people are quicker to be angry than others, but Allah's reward will be proportional to your own fitrah, your own mizaj. So the one whose temper is quick, when he controls his anger, his reward will be much more than the one whom Allah created to be calm and collect. So your rewards are not the same. O you who's struggling with a temper issue, with an anger management issue, realize your rewards are much more if you control than the one who doesn't have that issue. Now, what do we do when we feel anger? Well, from the hadith, we learn a number of things. First and foremost, we know our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-ghadabu min ash-shaytan." Anger is from shaitan. Shaitan loves to make you angry. Why? Because anger is the root of the majority of problems that happen between mankind. How many brothers have fallen into fighting? How many uncles and nephews? How many family members don't speak to one another because of anger? How many marriages have broken? How many friendships have ended because of an anger issue? SubhanAllah, how many careers have ended because of one slap that might have happened in anger? Now, just to quickly move on from that point. Point is, one simple slip of anger can literally ruin an entire friendship or an entire career. So our Prophet ﷺ reminded us, Al-ghalabu min ash-shaytan. Anger comes from shaytan. When we're aware that shaytan's gonna use anger, we have to be on the lookout. So what do we do? Number two, when one of you gets angry, the Prophet ﷺ said, seek refuge in Allah from shaytan. Say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Number three, our Prophet ﷺ said, anger's from shaytan, shaytan is from the fire, so when you get angry, do wudu. So, do wudu. Number four, when anger is from shaytan and you're going to be boiling inside, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you're standing, sit down. If you're sitting, lie down. You force yourself to adopt a calmer posture. So these are things that are explicitly mentioned in the sunnah. Our scholars of the nafs, scholars of the tarbiyah, scholars of suluk, they give other things that can be done. Of them, those of you who have a quick temper, learn the symptoms and signs of your own anger when it's coming. Learn to monitor your own anger inside of you and take precautions when you see those signs coming. Also, when you are angry or you're about to get angry, walk away from the situation, because when you see the person who caused you that anger, you might lose it in a faster manner. So do not remain in the same area. Go away and calm down. Also, never act in a state of anger. In fact, this is a prophetic hadith as well. Don't speak or don't act when you're angry. Calm down. Wait. Collect your thoughts. Do not even reply to an email, or put a Facebook post, or write a Twitter, nothing. When you're angry, first calm down, and then respond after you have thought things through. Also realize, brothers and sisters, factually speaking, completely factual, anger causes medical problems. It causes high blood pressure. This is factual. Studies have shown this. It causes high blood pressure. It leads to depression. Your own nafs is going to be convoluted when you're angry. So realize, you might not control the source of the anger. If somebody's mean, somebody's nasty, somebody has threatened you, somebody has slandered you, you might not control that person. But if you allow your anger to remain, you have allowed that person to control you. And if you allow the anger to dissipate, then subhanAllah, that person has no more control over you. And final point, the scholars of the nafs, scholars of psychology, they say most of anger is linked to your own ego. Now that's a very powerful and harsh statement, but I want you to think about it. Why do you get angry? Because you feel your ego, your maqam has been insulted. Most anger is linked to your own perception of yourself. If you lower your own perception, if you swallow your own ego, most of your own anger will be eliminated, subhanAllah. So if you have humility, and if you know who you are, and you know who you are in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if somebody says something nasty about you, you have to think to yourself, subhanAllah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make me like that, and move on. May Allah not make me like this, and move on. So when you conquer your own ego, in reality, you have conquered most of the source of your own anger. So, brothers and sisters, to conclude here, Ibn Mas'ud said, radiallahu anhu, if you want to judge a man, don't judge him when he acts calmly. Judge him when he's angry and see how he acts. This is the real test of a man. When a person's angry, then see how he acts. If he can maintain his cool and composure and he can act in a fair manner, then that is the real man. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who can control their anger. We'll continue tomorrow, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن الفقيه هو الفقيه بفعاله ليس الفقيه بنطقه ومقاله وكذا الرئيس هو الرئيس بخلقه ليس الرئيس بقومه ورجاله وكذا الغني هو الغني بحاله ليس الغني بملكه وبماله.